Let's see how well we can do in presenting some of the issues of the day, the important stories, newsy nuggets. First check-in for many of you, the first to listen to what's going on in the world, what's been going on the last 24 hours or so. So we'll make it good. We being Mr. Ken Kessler and Mr. Doug Steffen, here with Mr. Michael Fortier, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, to bring you an overview of things from the perspective of monitoring a lot of news talk radio stations and programs that are up on the issues so that you can pick and choose what it is that you may be interested in. Just a lot of people that are very interested in what's going on in the world listen to these sorts of programs, and this is the only program on the air that approaches the issues this way. So let's get at it. There is a big division in the Republican Party over Obamacare. At the opening session of the summer meeting of the Republican National Committee, Newt Gingrich said the real problem that the Republicans have is that they have no alternative to the president's health care plan. Gingrich said the Republican culture has become more about obstruction and negativity instead of innovation and being positive. And he is 100%, 110%, 120%, 200% correct in that. It's all negative, it's all bad, it's all terrible, it's all go get 'em. And the guy who's responsible for that more than anybody else is the guy who's the chairman of the Republican National Committee, who disagrees with Gingrich, continues to support repealing or defunding Obamacare. He's an idiot. He sounds like an idiot. We've listened to him, Kenny, how many times? And I don't feel like I want to mince words with this guy or the people, the caliber, the fellow who was the previous chairman of the Republican National Committee, another not very bright fellow. At least he didn't come across as being very bright, no ideas. And that's what you hear here. It's the same old drumbeat. And unless you're a hardcore hater, which never gets anybody anywhere, I mean, we all have our issues, certainly with leadership, but and this Obamacare thing is abysmal. There's no question about that either. But to not have, as Gingrich suggested, something that presents you in a good light instead of looking like you're some nasty, angry old bird. And I would bet that some of the reflections from people who are following us on Facebook and Twitter, Kenny, would reflect that. Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. A lot of people who may not even have time to engage themselves by listening to the program but stay up with the issues because they like our approach. What are they saying? What's that side of the story?
Just one comment so far this morning. John says the whole point of Obamacare was to be a shambles. Then fully government-controlled health care would be needed.
Yeah, get that. So what do you have in place of it? We all know that it wasn't, it's not properly conceived. It's the way that it was presented, the way that it's being enacted or pushed around. We're going to have a little weight on this one, make that one wait. We all know that. But what do you do in terms, most people in America think there ought to be a way to at least try to take care of the people who don't have health insurance in one way or another, don't they? Isn't that basically a common goal of most people in the country to make sure that, and part of it ought to include working, having a job, that ought to be the incentive to get health care. You get a job, you got health care, right? How's that for an initial idea?
That sounds good.
Get a job, get health care. No job, no health care. Unless there's some mitigating circumstance.
Yeah, this whole thing that your idea is bad, we don't have anything else, but yours is bad, and we're going to blow up the whole government if you don't take it back. It's not working.
No, it doesn't. 888-302-3684 is the dial-in line. John Oliver, who's doing the Daily Show while John Stewart is off, what is he doing, making a movie or something this summer? I remember Stewart's not around.
I think he's doing some kind of documentary he's working on.
Anyway, probably like religiosity, it was done by, what's his face? How many years ago was that? You remember? Did you ever see that movie?
I didn't. I wanted to, but I never got around to seeing it. That was Bill Maher, wasn't
it? Maher, yeah. It's actually quite good. Frankly, and I'm no fan of his, but I thought that was quite telling. Anyway, so John Oliver speaks to Senator Rand Paul about the reasons that Paul remains so opposed to the so-called Affordable Care Act.
Let's talk about the Affordable Care Act. You are for it or against it, I forget.
Well, I'm afraid it's going to be unaffordable, and that's right. The real problem. I'm afraid that everyone will pay a lot more for insurance, and I think precisely the people it was intended to help, it may well hurt because they may not be able to afford it because the president has mandated that the insurance covers so many things that I think it'll be very expensive.
Okay, so that's what's interesting to me because, you know, there have been 40 votes against Obamacare. No one could accuse Republicans of being in favor of this. Now, you've left all your contempt out on the field with this one. Yet, why does it matter so much? Is it the mandate? Is that what you have this kind of religious objection to?
Well, the thing is I think we all want more people to have health care. We all want more people to have insurance. But we think the opposite will happen. I tell people that there's always in Washington, people have good intentions. And I don't really begrudge the Democrats. And I don't say, oh, their motives are bad. I just say that what they are trying to do, the opposite will happen. And it's kind of because we have this, I call it the dinosaur syndrome. We have a lot of politicians who have really small brains and really big hearts. And they want to do what's right, but I don't think it's going to work.
You're always intellectually consistent when it comes to, say the banks. Let the banks fail. Let the market correct itself. What is tens of millions of Americans being uninsured if it's not market failure?
Right. Well, the market has failed in healthcare, but right. Not because of too much government, not too little government. I'll give you two examples. I'm an eye surgeon. In my practice, there were two things that insurance didn't cover, but the price went down every year. LASIK surgery to get rid of glasses went from 2,000 an eye to less than 500 an eye because of competition. Competition brings down prices. Contact lenses. I sold contact lenses within pennies of what Walmart did, not because I wanted to, but because I had to compete. My patients would go to Walmart. And so competition brings down prices. What happened in healthcare is we connected it to employment, and then what happened over time, deductibles got lower and lower, so you'd go to the hospital and you'd have heart surgery. Your bill would be $100,000, and your mouthwash would cost $55, and you'd go, that's ridiculous.
Right.
But you didn't have to pay it, so you didn't care about the price, and you didn't bring prices down because you didn't care about what the cost of things were.
Right, but you know, you're as you say in your book, you're a disciple for smaller government. But is not something like healthcare where government should step in, where business is not doing it? The business has had decades of opportunity to insure people, and it has chosen not to.
Well, no, 85% of people had insurance, so 15% didn't. So what you need to do is look at who are the 15% and why don't they have insurance. Of the 15% who didn't have insurance, half of them made more than $50,000 a year. Why didn't they buy insurance? Because of the expense. But they were young, healthy people, and so here's the problem. You have a young audience, and you tell them, oh, you must buy insurance, but they say, well, I make $30,000 a year, but your insurance now costs $15,000. How's the mandate going to work? They say they're one of five employees for a small business, and there's no insurance. How do they buy insurance if they make $30,000 and the insurance costs $15,000? They need the opposite. They don't need low deductibles. They need very high deductibles. They need insurance for catastrophes because young people are unlikely to get ill. They need it for the rare occasion, not for the everyday occasion.
All right, so then what do we do to bring that about? There is your challenge, Mr. Paul, and the others who are opposed to the Affordable Care Act. He's right. If you make $30,000 and insurance costs $15,000, who needs that? Nobody's going to do that. And so then where do you go and how do you fix it or how do you move in the so-called right direction so that there is, I think that's the kind of thing as a self-employed individual, I've done this, and Kenny, I bet you have as well. You have the, what they call, it's like a $5,000 deductible policy. It has to do with only something that would destroy you. That's how you take care of it. Otherwise, you pay for it yourself. And the younger you are, the more likely it is that makes sense. So maybe it costs a couple thousand dollars a year to have that. I forget what the policy, what it's called. But it's not overkill, and it's reasonable. That's not too difficult to figure out, right? 888-302-3684. All right, so we're spending a lot of time talking about Obamacare, and we'll spend a few more minutes on this, and then I want to move on to some other things. There are a lot of people who are very interested in some of the business stories that are around this week. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program coming up to 17 after the hour.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grandeur catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
If you could have a bright smile, a white smile in 5 minutes, wouldn't you want to do it?
Of course you would.
The good news is Power Swabs, the teeth whitening system that I use, is clinically proven, plus proven by me, to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret is a tooth detergent from coconut oil developed by a dentist that lifts the stains off of your teeth. In fact, Power Swabs whitens your teeth on an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. It's very easy. No messy strips, no trays. You don't have to leave horrible stuff in your mouth for an hour. All you have to do is call 800-865-7602 to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602. Your family, your friends, your coworkers will notice right away you've got a new smile. Get rid of the yellow. Get rid of the ugliness. Call this number now to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice amp free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. $20 instant rebates on AKG stereo headphones, just $29. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all now, I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school. At Kohl's, savings is in session sale Thursday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
888-302-3684. Anecdotally, the story of that 16-year-old California girl who was rescued from her kidnapper last weekend. She has apparently broken her silence and is using social media. Kenny, Hannah Anderson is her name. She answered questions about her ordeal on the site ask.fm. Ask.fm is a place where you go to ask questions about things, right? That's how I've used it. I've seen it. She says that her captor, James DiMaggio, deserved what he got, which was to be shot by police. And she said she hopes he burns in hell. When asked about being reunited with her father, she said, well, personally, it's kind of hard to see any guy adult right now. Oof. She explained why she didn't try to escape while being held by DiMaggio. Quote, he had a gun and threatened to kill me and anybody who tried to help me. So it's hard to see any guy. What's this going to do to her life? Is she 20 years from now is involved or tries to be involved in a romance with a man? Oy, what a sad, sad, none of her choosing reality. 21 after.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. mission by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Rodeo song to the rodeo mask. Some of you may have heard the controversy that has developed over a rodeo clown at the Missouri State Fair who wore a mask, which basically is the face of Barack Obama. Here's radio host John Williams talking about the controversy.
Just prior to the start of the bull riding event, one of the clowns came out dressed like this, the Post said, referring to the photo. The announcer wanted to know if anyone would like to see Obama run down by a bull. The crowd went wild. He asked it again and again, louder each time, whipping the audience into a lather. One of the clowns ran up and started bobbling the lips of the mask, and the people went crazy. According to the Post, Bull then charged the clown, forcing him to run away to the delight of the onlookers, hooting and hollering from the stands. The announcer in question has been identified as Mark Ficken, who's the president of the Missouri Cowboy Rodeo Association and Boonville School Superintendent. Ficken was elected president of the MCRA earlier in the day on Saturday. Monday, in an interview with Missouri Net, Ficken said a rodeo clown wearing a wireless microphone was the one heard making the disparaging remarks. Quote, "At no point was I involved in any way, shape, or form with the audio that dealt with the president of the United States. I have the audio. Let's go ahead and take a listen."
And don't forget Obama! And President Obama. Hey, I know I'm a clown. He just run around acting like one, doesn't know he is one. Check his foot out, Obama. Don't you move. He's going to get you.
So the delight of the crowd was, I guess, what upset this guy after all this was going on. And Beam's story was posted on the Daily Kos and shared on social media sites, Facebook and Twitter on Sunday morning. Much of the outrage centered on the fact that the Missouri State Fair is publicly funded and billed as a family-friendly event. Quote, I felt like I was at a Klan rally, Beam told the website Raw Story. This isn't a Republican state fair. I want to write the governor and the fair board because I want my money back. This was shameful. As for the rodeo clown who donned the Obama mask Saturday night, he was identified on social media, and I love the name of the rodeo clown. His name was Tuffy Gessling. Late Sunday night, he posted an apology on his Facebook page. He said, quote, I'm sorry, I never meant to offend anyone. I meant no disrespect to anyone for the joke or jokes I may have said at the rodeo. Once again, I never meant to offend or hurt anyone's feelings. A spokesman for the governor, Jay Nixon, said the governor agrees that the performance was disrespectful and offensive and does not reflect the values of Missourians or the state fair. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, Democrat of Missouri, released a statement on Sunday calling the event shameful and unacceptable. Quote, the young Missourians who witnessed this stunt learned exactly the wrong lesson about political discourse. That somehow it's ever acceptable to, in a public event, disrespect, taunt, and joke about harming the president of our great nation. Missouri is better than that, and I expect someone to be held accountable.
All right, so if you hadn't heard that story before or didn't know anything about it, it now has become more of the public discourse. Anything on social media about this? It sounds like these people were all, they're all lost in their anger. It's 28 past the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Murder in Thrall is the latest mystery book from author Anne Cleland. We spoke with her about the new book and the preparation and research she does as she creates the plot lines.
Well, I really didn't have to do a lot of research for this series because, fortunately, there is almost always a British detective series on Masterpiece Mystery, you know, which is always very helpful. After watching years and years of those and reading, a lot of British detective mysteries, you start to absorb kind of how things are and the nomenclature. I also contacted a very nice officer at New Scotland Yard. And he was very helpful about some of the details. For example, he told me that the actual building does not have a cafeteria; it has a canteen, and some of my scenes happen in the canteen. So, that sort of thing was very helpful. My books are not really what they call protocol books that focus on procedures or the authenticity of the investigation. Instead, these books focus on the motivation for murder, which is what the titles imply.
That's novelist Anne Cleland on her latest book, Murder in Thrall.
There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Can you believe it? My God, the Ides of August are upon us, the 15th of the month. Amazing. 8:15:13 on the air is Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler. I think I threw a question to you about social media when I was taking a gulp of time. And so I would go back just for a second to the people who maybe are focused on Obama's the rodeo mask controversy from the Missouri State Fair. For those of you who didn't hear the story, we were just talking about how some clown wore an Obama mask. Some of the things, the comments that came over the loudspeaker system there. Obviously, you can't hide from anything anymore. Everything gets recorded. There's visual, there's audio. So are people commenting on that?
There's a little bit. I see one so far this morning. Another Doug says, wouldn't it be great if the media would spend as much time on Obama's health care as they are on the rodeo clown story?
No, well, we've talked a lot about that. Got to find something new. We've talked about Obamacare long enough. There's nothing new there. Nothing new. Keep moving. Have a thought. Help yourself. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter @Good Day. Meanwhile, moving on to the war on drugs. Since this past weekend when Eric Holder, who's the Attorney General, presented a new way to deal with the controversy of all of the sentencing people who go to jail or ought not to go to jail in the minds of most Americans just because they're using some sort of drug. So this has created quite a stir, and it's been good because it's forced the public to have a conversation about something that really does need more. There's more discussion needed on this because the program doesn't work, never has, and never will. Here's a radio host at Kenny Monitor named Matt Patrick talking to Texas State Representative Steve Toth, who is on the Texas Corrections Committee, about the comments, that is Mr. Holder's comments, shifting the focus on the war on drugs.
Holder says, basically, federal prosecutors will not prosecute certain drug cases so as not to trigger mandatory minimums. But here, listen, here's the thing. He's just not going to enforce laws that are already on the books. He's not trying to change the laws. He's just simply not enforcing them.
Right, it's ridiculous, and you know the federal drug laws do need an overhaul. They really do. The overhaul that they need, though, is we need to get tougher on those that are trafficking drugs, because we're not. I mean, it's just I get these DPS notifications on almost a daily basis about individuals that were trafficking drugs that have already been, they're already out. They're in their 30s or late 20s, and they're already out of jail, and they're looking for them because of parole violations. So we're not really getting tough for the people that are dispensing drugs to our kids, but I'm really just leery of what his motives and intentions
are. I agree. You and I were talking about this. I am absolutely leery of his motives, but I'm pretty sure I understand his motives. And listen, I'm all for, you know, getting rid of some of the people that are in prisons so that we can make room for some of the
politics. That's my passion. I mean, three-quarters of these young kids that are in prison, they're nonviolent. They haven't committed any violent crimes. They are caught with, you know, one or two joints, and they're plugging up our prison systems. And here's the really bad part of it is that 98% of all convictions that we have in the prison system today, they're pled. Even the violent criminals are pled. So they plea out to a very low thing that they're willing to accept rather than go to trial.
Well, so he's probably right. I don't know that we focused that much on this side of the story, Kenny. That is, that Holder is basically saying, yeah, the way the guidelines are written, we ought to ignore them. But yet, it's not, it seems, I don't know if it's unreasonable, but it seems intelligent to think that there ought to be a reworking of these so that there aren't questions. There's no room to wiggle. So that the people who don't belong in jail aren't there, and the people who do belong in jail are there. Duh. Am I on the right page?
Yeah. What really struck me about that conversation is that they start off being typical partisan.
Yeah, sounds like the same old rag.
Yeah, hmm. Yeah. Everything they do is wrong, and then they say basically that. But what Holder said is right. I mean, the guy said that that's his passion to get the. Nonviolent people out of prison who were in there because they got arrested because they had a joint. So they agree, but they don't want to agree.
No, right.
They don't want anyone to know that
they agree.
With the
right.
Left.
Ooh, it's sticky.
Yeah.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Your thoughts on the war on drugs in specific or general terms. Maybe you'll be moved by this conversation where Shannon Bream on Fox talks to Charles Krauthammer about the problems that Krauthammer has with what Holder had to say.
We look at DOMA, and they said that they wouldn't enforce it or defend it in court, which they were ultimately, that met with approval at the Supreme Court, since DOMA, at least that section, the relevant section, has been struck down. But there's a lot of criticism for this administration doing these kinds of things today. But the Attorney General sounded pretty confident moving forward and talked about a number of directives he's given on a number of fronts.
That's because he hasn't received any pushback. What he's done now, what he's proposed with these drug laws, is worse than just suspending the parts of the law and instructing prosecutors not to prosecute. He also is telling prosecutors who already have prosecutions in place that they can withhold evidence so that the defendant won't get a maximum or a mandatory penalty. I mean, that is illegal. That's unlawful. That is simply shocking. That would be the instruction from an attorney general. I think as one former attorney general, deputy attorney general said, if you did that in a private case, you'd be accused of a felony if you were prosecuting it and you were withholding evidence. And it is epidemic. It isn't only in this. It is in the Obamacare law, the administration's own law, the parts of which it's suspending. It is in the DREAM Act, which is a unilateral suspension. And the president proudly says this. He goes out and says, I will not allow Congress to stand in the way of X, Y, and Z I want to do. Well, under our Constitution, Congress stands in the way if it doesn't approve of something. In a banana republic, a Caudillo stands up and says, I will not allow, you know, the old guard, I will not allow a constitution written by autocrats get in the way of helping the people. That's not how we do it here. And it's shocking how little resistance has gotten, not only from the Republicans, but from Democrats who are going to live who are endorsing this continuous and repeated lawlessness.
All right. Well, I don't often agree with him. I don't have to, right? There are a lot of people who do, and he's here to stir people in thinking. I think he's an arrogant so-and-so. I always have thought that about him. Is he making a point that you agree with? If he is, now's the time for you to be heard at 888-302-3684, as Randy in California, who's a retired correctional officer, wants to be heard. Go ahead, Randy.
I'm a retired correctional officer, California correctional officer. And that, you know, it costs the state at least $35,000 to $40,000 a year to keep one inmate. Now, when I started with the Department of Correction, they had 17 institutions statewide. Now they got, what, 48? So when you build that many institutions, you got to put bodies in there. And I retired in 1991, and that was the hype of the crack cocaine and, you know, all this stuff. And I just saw so many young men coming through that institution, Chino, Vacaville, and Cochran State Prison, that, you know, it was just mind-boggling. And I think what Eric Holder is doing is trying to revamp this. This is a good thing, because the states cannot afford this.
888-302-3684. You'd be happy to know Heidi Fleiss. Remember her? Heidi Fleiss.
Yeah.
Heidi Fleiss was busted in Nevada for growing marijuana. Police found 400 pot plants on her property. She claimed she was growing them for a nearby cooperative. All of the plants were taken into evidence. She was charged with possession of marijuana with intent to sell, possession of drug paraphernalia, and maintaining a home where drugs are sold. This is the kind of stupid stuff that we're talking about. Why would you bother to arrest somebody for growing pot in their backyard? Why is that illegal? Why? 888-302-3684. Here's Richard in Texas on this.
All I can say is it's about time. I mean, this is about time, and 40 or 50 years ago it should have been done. You know, it's sad that the only thing we as Americans learn from history is that we refuse to learn anything from history. If you want to look at a perfect example of this, look at the Prohibition. Look at the 18th Amendment / 21st Amendment, which, you know, reversed the 18th Amendment here. The Prohibition made millionaires out of thugs. Now we're making billionaires out of thugs with this so-called war against drugs. It's about time.
Yes, sir. That's it. You are correct. We are making billionaires out of people because we've decided to make it illegal. You wonder sometimes if there isn't some kind of government collusion in all of this. One thing is said, but something else is reality. If you don't believe that's right, see the movie Two Guns and then tell us what you think about the CIA. It isn't just a movie. 888 is a powerful message in that movie. 888-302-3684, plus kind of entertaining. Interesting to see Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg together. Steve's listening in Connecticut on his opinion of Eric Holder.
A couple months ago, I had totally no confidence in Attorney Eric Holder. I probably would have laid him off if I was his boss. He seemed squishy to me. But since his speech in Orlando, Florida, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, I think he's really, grown into his own position. And I think he's going to have a great legacy as Attorney General for the United States. I think this has been a real turning point. You know, I think he's an Attorney General for all the people.
All right.
I wouldn't go that far.
Let's not get too carried away, sir. This is one, perhaps, moderately bright light. All right, so here's something else that sort of comes into the conversation. Some of you may have heard that one of the Democratic mayoral aspirants in New York City, John Liu, announced that he supports legalizing marijuana in an effort to tap into what he estimates to be about $1.5 billion of benefit to the city of New York. He made his announcements on the steps of New York City Hall and said, quote, when it comes to marijuana use, enforcement is not equal. It's disproportionately borne by comments by communities of color. And he is right about that. Low-level marijuana arrests have skyrocketed during Mayor Bloomberg's tenure. And that's understandable because he has no tolerance for any of that kind of stuff. No tolerance for tobacco smoke and alcohol and drinking. But this guy is right. And he seems to be moving up in the polls while Wiener Schnitzel is going down in the polls, which is probably a good idea. 14 before the hour on Good Day.
Back to School got you on the run. Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice amp free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. $20 instant rebates on AKG stereo headphones, just $29. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
How do you celebrate your anniversary? We celebrate ours with a love for color. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains August 16th through the 19th. You can also win prizes and an in-home color consultation from HGTV's David Bromstead when you vote for your favorite color online. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Let's get it started.
The school year with a tech upgrade at Office Max. Save big on the new Dell 15.6-inch touchscreen laptop for just $399.99. This incredible price includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 17th. Restrictions apply.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Many of you have heard me, and I'm sure you've heard it elsewhere, talk about this fellow who's the mayor of Newark. His name is Booker, Cory Booker, and you knew he was a candidate for the special election seat. Senator Frank Lautenberg passed away, so they're looking for somebody to fill the shoes of Senator Lautenberg. And Mayor Booker has made himself, it's almost like he planned it this way, Kenny, and he probably did. He's a smart politician, became very visible a year or so ago, and he was visible in Newark, but then he became very visible around New Jersey and has become visible around the eastern part of the country. A lot of people know who he is. I think he's pretty smooth, pretty cool, and he received most of the vote yesterday. His nearest challenger, Frank Pallone, got 19% of the vote. He got over 59% of the vote. So he'll be the candidate as the Democratic side presents him, and the Republicans put up somebody, but he'll win. Booker will be the next senator from New Jersey. Very interesting. Want to check him out. Cory Booker. 51 after on Good Day.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals, unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
Excited to be continuing as the discussion of what's going on around the country and in certain circumstances like the following. Spend some time talking about what's going on in the Middle East. At least 149 people killed in Egypt yesterday. Protests turning very violent. Security forces backed by bulldozers tried to forcibly remove supporters of President Morsi from their encampment. Deadly clashes there. 1,400 people injured. The story behind the story, as a discussion rolled out in a radio program hosted by Jackie Page. Here she talks to Hannah Selim, who's a student, having just returned to visit her family near Cairo, about all this violence.
Hannah, thank you for joining us this morning.
Hi, thank you for having me. Right now, I don't know if you can hear it, but there's shots. I'm stationed like at my aunt's apartment in front of the October 6th bridge. That bridge is a main bridge in Cairo that leads to Rabah al-Adawiyya, which is where all the poor Morsi people are stationed. The cops, like ever since like maybe 9 in the morning or earlier, ever since I woke up, it's crazy. There's so many fighting. There's people shooting at each other. There's, for example, in the morning, it was a lot of poor Morsi on the, like, people on the bridge trying to head to Rabah al-Adawiyya. And the police, they came and then they started shooting at them with tear gas. And they started shooting them with rifles and snipers. Like, if their snipers were shooting at them as well. I was recording a video, and I'm not sure if I was recording a video or taking a picture because it was hectic. I saw a rock and a tear gas being thrown at me. And so I had to close the window and, like, escape because, and then the smoke came in and we all started, like, choking. And it was just, it's crazy. I don't know if you can hear it right now, but can you hear it?
You can absolutely hear it, Hanan. Are you and your family safe? Are you safe where you are right now?
We're not currently right now. As long as you stay away from the windows, we're good. But, like, if they see you recording or, like, just at the window, they might shoot you. But right now, it's like a tug of war because first the Pole Morsi were on the bridge, and then the police came and they pushed them back, and now the Pole Morsi pushed them back again. So, like, you just see shooting everywhere, and it's pretty crazy. You know, people, the Pole Morsi people, like, from what I've seen, you know, exempt from what I heard, but from what I've all they've been doing is throwing rocks back at the police. And if there's a tear gas that's thrown at them, they just throw it back. But they haven't really had any, like, artillery with them, except for the police. The police, you could hear snipers, you can hear rifles, you can hear everything. And the people, all they could do is just set, like, whatever they can on fire just to, like, keep them at bay.
The updated numbers here actually show 421 people have been killed, 3,500 injured in all this violence. Moving over to the Israeli-Palestinian talk, something optimistic, host Larry Rayburn talking to William Jacobson, who writes a lot about what goes on in the Middle East, about the renewed peace talks there.
Israel and Palestinian negotiations resuming under the watchful eye of our U.S. State Department, and prisoners released from Israeli jails returned back to the West Bank. Is there any hope of peace in the Middle East with the prisoner release of 104 Palestinian prisoners, some of them with blood on their hands?
Well, last night, 26 of the 104 were released. The way it's structured is that the 104 who are people sentenced for crimes committed prior to the signing of the Oslo agreements in 1993, and every single one of them has blood on his hands. In fact, every one of them committed a murder, and 26 of them were released last night as a goodwill gesture, I guess you'll call it, from Israel. And they were welcomed home, you know, to celebrations on the West Bank in Gaza. I don't know whether there's any hope for peace in the Middle East. You know, I guess there's always hope, but I'm not sure how much the prisoner release really adds to it.
Israel's high court rejected a petition to prevent the release of these Palestinian prisoners. The petition, which came from a group which represents terror victims, was rejected. Was there a case to be made for keeping these murderers behind bars? I'd imagine there would have to be, but legally speaking.
You know, well, yes, there's a case to be made, but it's in the context of Israel, everything's always a little different because you have the political process and you have the, you know, military process. And I think what the High Court in Israel says in every one of these where there are prisoner releases is essentially that's for the political and for the, you know, decision that's not really a legal decision. And yes, I mean, a lot of the families were very upset because these are not political prisoners being released. I mean, you have people who, you know, killed people with axes, you know, stabbed people to death.
Horrible stuff. Meanwhile, in Syria, weapons inspectors from the UN are going to check out the alleged use of chemical weapons there. Middle East in the focus on Good Day at 59.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.